20 of our fellows are out of there. There are several of the Republican wild eyes up there. Mansfield wanted to do it. He's looked at it carefully, checked it out with Pat McNamara, and the consensus is that he's playing with fire. He'd never get away with it. There'll be objections, and we would be going over to Monday anyway, and we would have started. Hello?
Yeah.
And we would have started a riot, so the agreement is it's the first order of business Monday. And I, very frankly, that's all we can get out of it. As a matter of fact, I found that the parliamentarian had told the House that they didn't even want the bill, but we have the bill over the Senate anyway. Now, the other aspect of this is that Yarmolinsky and some of these people insist that the work-study portion of the bill will be knocked out to all practical purposes because of this loyalty amendment. That what happened with the NDEA was that several colleges refused to participate. There was some confusion up there, and we had to straighten it out that we were perfectly willing to take the House bill as is, and we wanted it right now, this minute. Mansfield shares the view totally on taking the House bill. McNamara does too, so we're all right there. And Bill Moyer is right now checking with HEW to determine how deep this went, how many colleges were non-participants in NDEA.
Just tell him, quit checking. Just shut up. Be quiet about it. If he wants me to sign the bill, just cut it off.
Yeah.
I don't want to stir up all of them. I know all about that old fight. And
yeah.
The president authored the amendment himself to restore it after a while, after it went a year or two.
Yeah,
four or five of them didn't want it. But any of them don't want it, we haven't got enough money to go around anyway.
Yeah. Now listen, I have the signals loud and clear, and I won't burden you now.
Tell Bill not to stir it up. He'll raise enough inquiries, and whoever he talks to, some professor will get somebody else working.
Yeah, all right.
And just tell him to get off that stuff, just let it go. But we want to concur, we want to get a bill.
Yeah.
And then we can worry about getting it amended and taken out.
I agree totally.
And I don't know, I hope it don't... stirred up any. What was the final vote? 224 to 186?
Yeah, well, the final vote was 226
to 184.
226, 184.
That's 42 votes.
Yep. Yeah. The thing that that Frillingheisen went with a damn recommit motion, he didn't even get his own people. He got 117 votes on it.
Yeah, that's right. Now, they think the Republicans are going to object to our concurring in the House. I think they'd like these amendments.
Yeah, well, they...
I think that they'd want this communist amendment. I think they'd want this. Yeah.
Well, beyond that, however, they were concerned about the... not objecting to taking the bill necessarily, but the dilatory tactics that would take place in view of checking out those in attendance there now. Now, while 20 of our fellows are gone, some of their guys are gone, but some of the worst element both ways are there, see?
Is there any objection whatever to it? That's what I came to understand. This is Republican. What I'm afraid of is objections from our people.
Yeah.
I'm glad ours are gone.
Yeah.
I'm glad, but my guess is that Dirksen knew that there's two amendments. But anyway, if they've decided, they don't decide very wisely, but... What I'm afraid of, not of the Republicans, these are Republican amendments. I'm afraid of a Democrat.
Yeah.
And, but if they won't do it, they won't do it. So we make it, I would think if somebody say to Dirksen, this farm amendment, we took it out to satisfy the House, but the House wants it, and we don't give a damn one way or the other, never did, nobody did over in the Senate, on the old thing. It's put in by your Republican support, and we don't like it, but we're going on to take it rather than take any time, so let's just concur. Now, I don't know what Republican would object. I would imagine by Monday that Javits will be objecting, and I would imagine Clark will be objecting, and Douglas will be objecting, and so on and so forth.
Yeah, well, that's right. I've gone over all that ground with them. And, you know, I'll stay with them, and maybe I can get something done, but I did want to tell you that as it stands now, that's their total consensus, and that includes McNamara and Mansfield. You know, it's just that...
Their reasoning is that the Republicans would object to this. Is that it?
Yeah, their reasoning is that the Republicans would object to it, and that some of the guys that are present on our side would this afternoon start demanding all kinds of explanations, and we get into a brawl that would be in the papers tomorrow, and we wouldn't be able to get the thing completed, and we would go into Monday with all kinds of awareness because of the floor action in the Senate.
Has anyone told him that, or is that just surmise?
Well, that's on the basis of their check of those in attendance, and they're, frankly, they're just concerned that they couldn't get away with it. And I must say that our position and our view was totally presented. As a matter of fact, it got into, to tell you the truth, a little bit of a touchy situation because I learned that the House clerk had been advised by Watkins not to send the bill over. So then I had to work on that, and then we got that straightened away and got the House clerk to send the bill over. And then they conferred on what they would do with the bill, and then finally concluded that their best shot was the first order of business Monday.
That's a good judgment. It sounds like
to
me, and
I sure... Well, it's just some more of the same problems. Christ, I don't know. They...
If I were Mansfield, I'd say, Dirksen, this is your amendment. You all like it. And we're in the concurrence. So let's just say I move concurrent without objection, and so agreed to. That's all it is to it.
Yeah.
But then...
Well, I'll keep pushing, but...
No, I wouldn't. That's what he
wants. You know, to be honest and candid with you, it looks like I'm up against a stone wall. But I'll keep pushing. I won't quit on it today.
What are they doing over there?
Oh, what the hell? They're just kicking around. I guess they had some 4 and 8 speeches, and I don't know. Not a hell of a lot.
Okay, well, I just forget it. We'll see what happens Monday.
Well, I'm going to, I won't push to the point where, you know, I'll get them all burned up at the White House, but I do think I want to have some more conversation with them before they get out of there this afternoon.
A lot better before they analyze it and editorial writers go to work and...
Well, I'll tell you, Christ, already we found out I'm Yarmolinsky up in the radio gallery. You know, what the hell?
What's he doing up there?
Well, I don't know. God damn it. I just don't know. Christ, we always, you know, we have deliverers from our friends sometimes. But anyway, he's the hell out of there.
Well, tell Bill to quit calling around.
I will.
Let's just leave it where it is.
All right. Okay.
Operator. Hello.